This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You could be white. What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. It's B. Mitchell Finley. Good morning, B.
What's up, brother? I'm chilling, man. How you doing?
You know who is a bad MF?
Who?
Scottie Scheffler.
Yes, he is.
So going into Sunday morning in the British Open, Portrush, Northern Ireland, he had a pretty commanding lead. I think he was clear.
He was 4 strokes ahead.
I never thought he would lose.
No, I didn't think he'll lose. But then, the thing about it is, he's like, everyone compares him to Tiger because he's the closest in that sense. Nobody else did what Tiger did. And Tiger did this 37 times. He did it 10. I think it's the 10th time he's done it, leading after 54 and to close it out. Tiger did it 37 straight times. But the thing of it is, when you're in the lead like he was, you're in pole position. All you have to do is play relaxed golf. Everybody else has to stress and take chances. And we all know that Lynx golf will bite you in the ass if you take the wrong chance. And because the thing about Lynx golf, you hit a shot. All right, the trap is down there 280 yards. So you mess around and you hit your 3-iron that you can hit about 250. But all of a sudden, you got a gust of wind behind you. And that thing rolled for another 40, 50 yards. Guess where it goes? In that damn trap at the last moment.
Right.
Scotty was able to do things yesterday in a relaxed mode and everybody else had to press and they couldn't come get him. As much as Rory had the crowd behind him, Rory couldn't come get him. Rory couldn't do anything to really make it close.
You know, nobody could. He, when he is in full command of everything, nobody's touching him. It's just the reality. And I'm glad Rory was able to break through at Augusta this year while Scotty was still coming back from the injury. I don't know this, B, but I'm curious what you think. With Bryson and Rahm going to live, they're not the same players they were. It's just like you've gone to a league that is, you play less and you have, just the nature of the rounds. You play 3 rounds instead of 4. Like you're playing less high-end, super competitive golf.
Totally,
that's just the reality.
Yeah.
And so you wonder if Rahm and DeChambeau never went. That's two of the top 5, top 10 players in the world. That still played well.
You know what I say though, Jay?
Bryson tied for 10th. I think Rahm was somewhere in the top 30.
I still say this. They may play 54 holes. But just like I say about players in the NFL when they're in training camp, it's your job to make sure your body can take you through what you have to go through.
Right, right,
and
right.
And if they are going to try and compete on that in that league and then come to the other league, after they play their third round and have their little parties like they always do, they need to take their ass out there and play another whole round of golf just press it a little more because they seem to not be able to really get it. Now, every once in a while they come through, and you know how golf is. You go out sometimes, you can't miss. It's on for you.
Right.
And hell, they're pro golfers. So, like when he won the U.S. Open, you know, I still wonder if when they gave him that extra time, when the root of the thing was there in U.S. Open back, what was it, Pirates?
Yeah.
I wonder if he'd have won that one or Rory didn't choke.
Yeah. Because
he choked.
Yeah. I mean, for Bryson, who was lights out for 3 days,
mm-hmm.
he just shot a 78 the first day. Like, I don't know. Scheffler deserves all the credit. And I kind of love Scheffler's approach. Like, he is not in the slightest trying to be Tiger. Tiger was this larger-than-life figure, man.
But see, think about
and his play did the talking, but then he was everywhere.
But think about it, when
Scotty just wants to chill.
When Tiger came along, everyone doubted him. Him and his dad had pure confidence. As he began to do it, you had no choice but to jump on his side.
I don't think many people doubted him. I mean, he had a Nike deal as soon as he turned pro.
Yeah, but still, you got to look.
I mean, he won back-to-back U.S. AMs.
That don't mean you're going to go win in a next level, though. But, like, you know, a lot of the pros were pissed off at him. Everybody got mad at him every time he said something. You know, what's the dude from Britain who tried to go at him, whatever they sir, and then Fuzzy Zeller said some stupid
stuff.
Yeah,
he said the stupid
stuff. There's a lot
song.
Of people saying stupid things, but the ultimate thing is Tiger came in, kicked the door down immediately and showed you. Scotty's first 70 starts, he did not win anything. Over his last 72 is what he's been killing people. He started off and he was a average dude, and something worked for him. And you know when it worked, he stuck with it and he works at it. That dude is all about golf. A lot of these other guys want to be like Ricky. When Ricky Fowler came in, Ricky came in flashy. He wanted to be a superstar, but he didn't work on the golf enough. That's why he's Pete's favorite player. But I'm saying Scotty, when you see Scotty is at home or on a golf course. That's what he does.
And he seems to be the same dude.
Yeah.
Of all of the weekend. The Open is tough if it's not hyper-competitive to lock in Sunday because it's Sunday from 10 to 2. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's that's prime, like, do stuff, whether it's play golf yourself or hang with your family or go to the pool, whatever it is you're going to do.
You're a pro golfer?
On a Sunday in the summer.
You're a pro golfer. It's time to make some shadow.
Oh, I mean for, like, fans to watch.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, I love golf and watch it all the time, but that – I didn't find it that compelling because I never thought it would get on the first tee. Hao Tung Lee makes an incredible approach shot. He's got what looks to be a pretty easy birdie.
Mm-hmm.
So what does Scotty do? Puts it to like 8 inches. You know what I mean?
But I see, this is the thing. I think everyone feel that you got to have pure competition for them to be entertained. I sometimes can focus on that one guy.
Oh, yeah.
Who is playing that damn good to where nobody has a chance. That's entertaining to me because throughout my life and throughout, I would say, everybody's life, strive to be perfect at something. There is no, you probably would never reach it, but if you're striving to get there, like playing golf yesterday, Jay, and my man kept hitting these drives, dog. I'm talking about 30, 40 yards past me. And I told him, and my exact words to him, I said, man, you really could drive the ball. And then I get a par and he get a bogey.
Right.
I said, you need to learn to do the other stuff. Then we got to 17, he sinks a 12, 13 footer. No, by 20 footer. I have about 12, 13 feet. Birdie, right on top of his birdie. I told him, I said, ain't no quitting me, dog. So I'm mesmerized by guys who could keep it going when they seem to not have pressure because totally. You're competing against yourself.
Totally agree. That's why I never got caught up in, like, the Chiefs' backlash. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I was like, they're trying for a three-peat. That's never happened ever.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I think people were tired of the Chiefs and tired of – I think a lot of it was, like, the Kelce Taylor Swift stuff. But my point with Scotty, though, if Scotty was two off and it was Xander in the lead and we knew it was going to be a showdown all day, mm-hmm. I might have planned my day differently. Instead – I knew Scotty had a big lead. I knew he wasn't going to lose. Now, did I have it on in the golf cart a little bit? Yeah, but I was like, I was like, dude, he's five clear. I'm going to save my battery, and I'll watch the highlights. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't.
I know what you're saying, but.
I applaud. You didn't. I mean, you played golf. You didn't watch it?
I played golf, but I watched a lot of it before I left my house.
Sure, but Scotty didn't even go off till 9:45.
I am not going to watch the whole thing if Scotty and they were battling. I'm still going to play golf, but I'm just like you. I'm listening. I'm checking everything about it.
I didn't feel the need to get too wrapped up in it because I knew who was going to be holding the claret jug at the end.
Yeah, I like to see some moments, though, something you can remember from it. And I don't know.
The most memorable shot, I think, of the weekend. I mean, Scotty just piled up birdies, right? But the one time he was in big trouble, I want to say it was a par three, but it might have been a par four, and he was up on the side of that hill in the thick stuff, mm-hmm. and it's like, all right, man, this could be the blow-up hole. Like, you try to punch this out, it skirts across the green, it goes into one of those pop bunkers. Like, he had so much trouble surrounding mm-hmm. him, and I don't know how the hell he did. He, like, towed a little wedge down the hill, put it to 4 feet, made the putt.
When you
like, that, to me, is command of your game.
I ask this question. When you look at Scotty, does Scotty ever look like his heart rate is going up?
No.
And so he's learned, like, that one thing about golf is that one sport where everybody has a sports psychologist. Everyone does. Most other sports don't. Because in golf, you're not necessarily competing against anybody but you.
Right.
And if you are already the better golfer, if you can always keep your game where it's at your optimal level, or if you can be better than what you were the day before, the other guy don't have a chance in hell. So Scotty seems to be able to do that. Tiger was able to do that.
Compartmentalize.
You know, like,
yeah.
Like the thing that, well, you should know me sometimes about what they say about Tiger. So remember they say, Tiger dad used to throw balls by his head when he get ready to swing and all this type of stuff. And then as soon as he getting into a damn, what's it called, he hear every little motion of everything.
Yeah.
I'm like, dog, your dad threw a golf ball by your head. Why the hell are you worried about a flash of a camera or something like that? But Scotty seems to not be bothered by a thing. But early in the tournament, they said Tiger was able to change the flight of his ball when he played British Open. It says, Scotty hits the ball high. Would he be able to do something with it? The weather wasn't awful for him.
No. I mean, the day he shot the 63
wind.
Or whatever.
Yeah, they got some wind. But the thing about it, when you got wind blowing and it ain't rain and everything else, if you hit the ball high, you still, only thing now you're playing is a little less distance. If you hit it 320, now you're hitting it 310 or 305. You got to be able to hit the next club. He can hit every damn club. That helps him.
Dude. Not to get over our skis with a comparison here, but the way you said it seems like his heart rate never goes up, mm-hmm. like he stays the same dude regardless of the situation,
yep.
kind of reminds me of Jaden. Jaden's only 1 year into his career, but like think about the late game pressure situations we saw that young man in, and then especially when the footage comes out, mic'd up, or like the NFL films afterwards, just how calm and chill he remains. Like, that is a special trait that only few in the world possess. Yeah,
I saw this thing where it was Stephen A. Smith talking to Chris Carter. And when you look at it, they're talking about the best quarterback in the NFC. And it was Landfield's buddy on the screen when you started. And then Stephen A. Smith said, he's a rookie. And Chris Carter started to put his hand in his head. And he said, Jaden Daniels. And then they start showing highlights of him. And every one of those highlights, the dude is in total control of everything. You got to check it out if you get a chance to find it. On,
sure.
Instagram Reels, you know, it's my favorite.
I mean, Scotty just so thoroughly dominated that. I thought it was cool, you know, to watch all of it. It was cool to see Rory at least play well and basically what is his hometown and let those fans just kind of love on him and appreciate him. And the ovation he got walking up 18 was awesome. Scotty's now 3/4 of the way through the career Grand Slam. The U.S. Open is an incredibly difficult challenge. I mean, there was probably a period of time, B, where everybody thought Phil Mickelson would get the career Grand Slam, and he just could never close out a U.S. Open.
Well, if he would have stopped trying to be a hero and just hit the damn shot and needed.
Yeah.
Like the time when he tried to go over the trees. Remember that everything? I forgot where that exact was. And he hit the damn tree.
Well, Wingfoot was where everything fell apart when he hit driver, when everybody thought.
I think that he hit another shot in that same tournament. He wanted to make the exceptional, extravagant shot instead of do the shot that you need to make right now.
Yeah, I mean, that's who he was in his career, you know what I mean?
And that's why he was short.
Obviously, it's going to be an exciting week for us. We got what just happened?
I just got a text. My mom just called me and told me that you're S-talking Ricky Fowler.
For beat?
Wish I had a comeback, but I don't.
Shout out to Deb. We love you, Deb. I think, you know,
They're ratting on me. I can't believe it.
The next golf thing that really will kind of get us going, I'll watch a FedEx Cup, and they're going to Kays Valley, which will be really cool locally up in Baltimore. But, you know, Ryder Cup's coming this fall. Hard. I mean, I feel like Europe's got to be favored in the Ryder Cup, B. Think about Rory, Fitzpatrick, Rahm, McIntyre, Oberg, Tommy Fleetwood, Justin Rose.
They got Hatton. Players, though.
Like, the U.S. team is Scotty and then...
Xander?
Xander
can play now.
Bryson, I guess.
Yeah, Got her up.
Maybe he makes
got her
it.
Up. Got her up. Got her up. Got some points.
I don't think there's any question that Keegan's on the team, the way he's playing. But for us, it's time to finally, after months and months and months, we get to turn our attention to football, real, actual football stuff. Commanders players report tomorrow. We're going to hear, I'm pretty excited, honestly, Dan Quinn and Adam Peters are going to talk tomorrow morning. 10:30, I believe. So you'll hear that live here on the Fan. Training camp's here. A lot of camps have already opened all over the country. I mean, there is a preseason game. The Hall of Fame game is like not this Thursday, but next Thursday, I think, which is crazy.
When you told me that last week about how soon the games were coming, JP, I could not believe it because I'm sitting up here thinking we got time on top of time. And it is right around the damn corner, homie.
B, the Hall of Fame game is in 10 days.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. We are, so 48 days till Commanders Giants.
Mm-hmm.
To me, 48 is an easy one.
Steven Davis,
yeah, man.
Steven Davis saves away, baby. Big country.
Dude, he was such a monster,
man. That dude can... 238 pounds, and that dude ran 4.3.
That's crazy.
Light on his feet, dog.
He was so good, dude. And, I mean, that offense was so good for him for a while. I mean, he had monster seasons. From 99 to 01, three straight years, he went for at least 1,300 yards. In 99, he had 17 touchdowns. Then he kind of got it going again later in his career down in Carolina. Mm-hmm. Went for 1,400 yards in 03.
Spottenberg.
Yeah. When you talk to him, that's a country dude, man. He's got that, like, Xavier Leggett.
He got that hella draw, though. Yeah, that's man. My dog, though, man.
I mean, 48 days till Commanders football. I can't wait. We're going to be out there. First day of practice is Wednesday. There's so much good stuff to come. Obviously, there's some news off the field. We're going to get to that. Dave Zangaro is going to join us at 11, get us up to speed with what's going on in Philadelphia. Then at high noon, our guy Logan Paulson is going to join the show. Plenty for us to discuss, including what the president has made clear he feels about the commander's name. The biggest topic in Washington, though, is Terry McLaurin. What's going to happen with this contract? And it... There's one very weird, crazy thing happened specific to that and also not specific to that over the weekend.
Yeah.
I want to talk about that and the
My
rise.
My post playing tricks on me.
Yo, just the rise of, like, it's getting harder and harder and harder to know what is real and what is fake.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking the Cody Betts segment. I'm saying, like, when you look at your phone or you look at Facebook or you look at Instagram, what the hell is...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
Real. Finley, 106.7 The Fan. If you're joining us on the stream, we appreciate you. If you're listening on the Odyssey app, we appreciate you. Our boy Cody Betts checking in from Las Vegas on the Odyssey app. If you're listening, if you like it as a podcast, whatever you like, you can get us wherever you get your podcast. B just told me something that I didn't realize, but now I remember.
Well, Landfill told me.
Okay, shout out to Landfill. Today's the 2-year anniversary of Josh Harris and crew taking over the Washington Commanders, and thank God for that. Legitimately, everything has changed since the new ownership group has taken over. And I mean, as a person, as a program, I would say I don't want to speak for you. I try to not be overtly political in my life. It is just so divisive that it strains friendships and conversations, and it's just difficult to deal with. But there are some things that you can't ignore, like when the president of the United States comes out, what appears to me kind of randomly over the weekend, and says, I'll read, what is his platform? Truth Social? On Truth Social, Donald Trump posted, the Washington whatevers should immediately change their name back to the Washington Redskins football team. There is a big clamoring for this. Likewise, the Cleveland Indians, one of the 6 original baseball teams with a storied past. Our great Indian people in massive numbers want this to happen. Their heritage and prestige is systematically being taken away from them. Times are different now than they were 3 or 4 years ago. We are a country of passion and common sense. Owners, get it done. So when the president comes out and says, hey, change the name back to Redskins, that is news. Whether it was done for political purposes or not, like, he came out and did it, and that does make news.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily think that means it's going to happen. The owner, one thing I do feel is I very much believe that the government should not interfere in private property, and mm-hmm. Harris owns the team, and it's not a publicly held company, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've also been really clear, I don't like the name. I haven't liked it since day one. I think it's growing on people. I think young kids that are just into Jaden Daniels don't care about the name. I don't like it, but I don't know why this happened now. I guess it has something to do with the stadium. In a subsequent post, Trump wrote, my statement on the Washington Redskins has totally blown up, but only in a very positive way. I may put a restriction on them that if they don't change the name back to the original Washington Redskins and get rid of the ridiculous moniker Washington Commanders, I won't make a deal for them to build a stadium in Washington. The team would be more valuable. And then he gets into Cleveland. It appears that Trump and the owner of the Guardians, Matt Dolan, have some political disagreements. I don't know, man.
Well, I think people have a right to say what they want to say, but I think Josh Harris has the ultimate right to do what he wants to do. He paid for the team. The president didn't. And for me, I feel take care of everything properly in this country and get that right. I don't know where what country he's living in, but things have gotten worse over the last few years or so because of a lot of BS going on with politics. Allow people to do their own things and stop trying to step into everything.
It's tough because
what I pick up is this is another way of deflecting. Get you focused on something else while you keep doing other stuff that's screwing up the total way this country has been made and has prospered all these years. You know, so we can sit up here and get caught up in the fact of it's about this stadium and a name and all that. It got nothing to do with all this stuff. You better start, when your eyes get covered, peek outside of those little blindfolds and look at other stuff going on. That's what it's about.
Yeah, I mean, for me it's tough because I want Josh Harris and crew to have this backstop of if we want to get RFK done, we know we can go this route. Like, what I would like to happen from this, and I'm not sure this will happen, but I'd like the D.C. Council, between last week, there was a letter from House Oversight. I want to say it's Oversight. Forgive me if I got the wrong thing. But Congressman Comer to mm-hmm. the D.C. Council saying, yo, get this stadium deal done by July 31st, with a implicit or else understanding, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, part of me thinks if the vote had happened and this thing was just done, a lot of this other stuff wouldn't be happening. Now, this might be a purely political play. I understand there are a lot of fans that want them to go back to the old name. It's tricky for me because I don't like the new name. I've also had conversations, I mean, some of the most interesting conversations of traveling with this team over many years were, and it's gone both ways. I remember in Minnesota, there were hundreds, hundreds of Native Americans protesting the name.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I just tried to talk to people. And this wasn't on camera. It was just me talking to people.
Mm-hmm.
They said it was degrading. I remember the flip side of that, I remember being in Seattle, and there was like, and this was not organized by the team. This was just Native Americans in the Pacific Northwest. I remember talking to this dude who had a handmade Seahawks colors. So that, you know, neon green, blue,
mm-hmm.
but of the old Redskins logo. Mm-hmm. And he's like, the logo means a lot to us. Like, there are people on all sides of the actual name issue. I think it's just far too complicated at this point and far too layered. And I think Harris has said repeatedly that, like, Peters and Quinn have built an identity around this commander's name. So mm-hmm. the argument of what should or shouldn't happen, I just don't think it will happen. Yeah.
I look, man. I am at a point where I'm sick of explaining and talking to. We can sit up here and say what was not set up by the team, but during Dan's time, a lot of folks that were speaking, or we wanted to keep the name, a lot of them being Native American, Dan was taking care of their reservations. Sure. Okay? And I mentioned this many times. And my last time mentioned it because I'm just sick and tired of it. Whatever the people decide to do, they do. But I was asked, would I go to a reservation? I said, yes. I get to choose which reservation I go to. They had their already pre-planned reservation. You know why? When you're out there doing stuff for people, you get them to say whatever the hell you want them to say. So I didn't buy any time they said something like that. But then they sent their people that would always go and do things. But I've talked to people just like you did. When I go places, I talk to people. And I'll tell you, I see a divide. Divide was younger people don't give a damn, just like younger people in this country don't give a damn by history. The older people who've been through stuff and who know stuff, they gave a damn. You know, and that's how it goes. You know? And I think people better realize a lot of people who want to make decisions in this country, they are not on that side, but they don't care about what people think on that side either. So be careful when you hear little stuff and you see things without doing a little bit more study. And, you know, I hear people tell me all the, oh, man, all these groups. The groups that we hear the most, the loudest group on social media, they don't have Native Americans. They're everybody else telling you what they think the Native Americans think. Makes me sick.
I've said this before, and people got mad at me about it. I think the name conversation has just become a political football, and I think this only exacerbates that. Mm-hmm. I think, like, at the same time, I don't like the name. I don't think they can go back to Redskins, but I did love that name. I used to draw that logo on my books in school and get yelled at. Like, I don't know. We live in such
a... You could not like a name. We all could not like the name, and we could still pull for the team. You can push forward. If they, no matter, I would ask this question to anybody that claims, like, I don't like the name. I wanted to go back. Did you have fun last year? Did you cheer for the team last year? And if you cheer for the team, this is what I'm talking about. I know people like to put the name on Front Street. In essence, you don't cheer for a name. You cheer for those people inside those damn uniforms that give you moments and memories to go with. The name does not give you moments and memories. The name does not score touchdowns. It's the human beings inside that make you love it. The name is what sticks to it to make you think about it. And any name will stick to it if you had a history of it going that long.
Right.
So I know we get so caught up in name, and I think that's when we get lazy, where we want to just be, I want to take my ball and go home. That's what we sound like. Instead of that, start understanding it's those people inside the uniform that made you even like that damn name.
Like, I don't like the name Commanders. I think they did a poor job with the rebrand. And yet, Jaden Daniels' jersey was the highest seller for most of last season, right? Because he's awesome and it's easy to root for. And I think if you can allow yourself just to focus on the football, I understand that
Nobody bought that number 5 jersey? It was Daniels on the back, not right, nothing else. Come on, bro, please.
I think you can get sucked into a really long back and forth discourse about this if you want to allow yourself, or you can just see the statement, recognize that it's news, it is news, and
keep moving.
You know what I'm focused on? Terry McLaurin. Is he going to sign? Because B, if he doesn't, and that's not to say other moves couldn't happen, and I still think he will. But, like, you start looking at that wide receiver depth chart, some questions, man.
Mm-hmm.
There's some real questions if 17's not catching passes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. God, the Giants and the Steelers. Have you seen these new Steelers throwbacks, I guess?
Those socks don't match nothing on that uniform.
All of it's awful.
This jersey is black and yellow, we understand. But the socks look orange, don't they?
I mean, the Giants look is still, that Giants throwback is so bad. The helmet's, you know, kind of cool, I guess.
But if you could throw another color pants with the Giants top, you can make that work. But why those tan pants on there, though?
I don't know.
If you had white pants or blue pants or even red, you can get that to work with the Giants throwback. Those tan pants does not work with that.
Dude,
that looks a mess.
I'd like to get Ricky Irvin's opinion on it. Who knew Ricky hated the burgundy and gold? Kept calling it yellow. That was so funny. If you missed our interview with Ricky on Friday.
You know, when you grew up a USC fan, you think only thing that looks good like that is USC Trojan stuff.
Yeah. What is that? What are the Trojans' colors? They call that garnet or something?
I don't know.
The USC uniform is pretty dope. What do they call it? Cardinal and gold.
Cardinal and gold?
Yeah.
We have vermilion and white.
So, as we get to real football coming, thank God, we've made it. We made it another summer.
Mm-hmm.
And in a month, we're going to be like, oh my God, when can the regular season get here? Because training camp starts to drag. But for right now, we made it. We made it to the doorstep of training camp.
Yeah.
Adam Peters, Dan Quinn are going to talk tomorrow. And I think there's a lot of angst among the fan base regarding the Terry McLaurin situation. Rightfully, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Like, people want to know what the hell is happening here.
Hell, I want to know now since I had that that little mystery happen yesterday.
So tell people what happened.
I'm playing golf at Woodmore. I'm coming off of the ninth green, and I get a ping notification. And they pull it up, and it's Terry McLaurin signs deal for 30-plus million agreed to. It was from Rappaport. And I started I get to the tee. I tee off, and then I go get it to show my boy because he's a Cowboy fan. I wanted to show him. And I cannot find it now. It was gone. This is the third time something like this has happened. And the other two times, the things that they put out there end up coming in a day or two. I'm hoping this will be a third time and it happens again. That someone's sending something out a little too soon. You know what I mean?
So I find it pretty difficult to, like, you go on Instagram or Facebook and the amount of, like, just fake, I don't know if it's fake accounts or maybe there was a tweet that got deleted, but you go on here and there is so much, like, report this, report that about McLaurin's deal.
Yeah.
And I just wonder, man, how much of it is just straight up AI fake news. You know what I mean?
It could be, you know, but like I'm saying, Jay, I saw it. I went to find it, and I made sure I looked at the site, I mean, the profile it was from. Went back to that profile, could not find it.
Jeff, did it get you too? Weren't you guys talking about that earlier?
It didn't get me. B was telling me what had happened, and I said, all right, put some of that Louisiana voodoo on it. Make sure it do happen.
It's, I mean, all the, like, I don't know, man. The amount of, like, fake AI stuff happening in our world is getting, like, harder and harder to decipher.
Mm-hmm.
What is what's a Google search show for Rap Sheet? Like, because here's the thing. If it was tweeted out, the internet will have receipts for sure. But it's much like we said last week with that Albert Breer thing where he said, yeah, you know, we really think that Washington and Terry are going to try to get it done this week. It makes too much sense for both sides. But if he became available, the Patriots would be very interested.
Uh-huh.
That comment turns into the Patriots are very interested in trading for Terry McLaurin.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, maybe Rapp said something somewhere that then got turned into this is about to happen. So Rapp says X, then some aggregating service turns it into Y, and you get a notification. But, like, if you go through Rap Sheet's Twitter, nothing on there.
Yeah.
So you got to watch what you're paying attention to.
Mm-hmm. I just thought of something, Jay. We had this topic just a moment ago. Let's just say this real quick. Everyone is so gung-ho about the name. What if the person who had to sell the team, who was forced to change the name, come back with a lawsuit and try to act as if this was done all just to get rid of him, then you got problems for real. And you may end up, the team, anything could happen. Be a little careful with that, folks, by just jumping on and cheering. You might get that old person back. Think about that just for a second.
I don't want to think about that.
I'm just saying. I just want people to understand it doesn't stop at that point. So leave that alone. Keep moving.
Also worth pointing out, we've had more extensions get signed over the last couple days.
Mm-hmm.
George Karlaftis with the Chiefs signed a big money deal. I think the Bucks got their, like, the whole second rounder thing appears to be being taken care of. And then Noah Fant was a first round pick, tight end out of Iowa, mm-hmm. big time speed. The Seahawks just cut him.
Wow.
He was a big part of the Geno Smith trade, I think. Or no, what's the trade I'm thinking of? Where he went from Denver to Seattle.
Russ?
Yeah. Fant was a big part of the Russ trade.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Seahawks identified him as a player they wanted in that trade. Now, granted, the picks were what drove it, but Noah Fant just cut, man. Clearly, he'll get signed somewhere. I don't know. He has not turned into the player many thought he would be. He's going into his sixth season. Maybe he's, you know, been traded, now released. Best years were in Denver, went for like a little less than 700 yards. Just never been that real impact player folks thought they were getting when he was the 20th overall pick out of Iowa.
Sometimes you try to roll 7-Eleven and you get snake eyes.
Well, I mean,
just saying.
This is not for nothing, but I believe David Rye, the Commanders tight ends coach now, was in. I know he went to Iowa. I think he might have even been coaching at Iowa when Fant went through there. This team is so loaded at the tight end position. Ertz, Sennett, Bates. Bates just signed a long-term deal. Ertz came back. Sennett's a draft pick. Then remember how excited people were about Cole Turner a couple years ago?
Mm-hmm.
He's still on the practice squad. Yankoff's another young guy they like.
I'm going to hear that name. I laugh.
Take it easy. Be pause. When we come back, Dave Zangaro joins the program talking Eagles.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.